what's up? Sedano and LZ on 710 ESPN. Thanks to Momo and Clinton Yates sitting in for Mason in Ireland during Purgatory. That Purgatory was would it be the most food-oriented Purgatory we've done, LZ?
Well, I'm snacking right now because I would, you know, got hungry listening and doing it. So, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Well, we always love – we make fun of Ireland around here because he's Mr. Pivot, Greg Bergman. Is that correct? So it's like even if
yes.
we wanted to do a whole purgatory on food like we almost did, Ireland would then say what? What would Ireland do?
He'd be like, oh, so, George, you're in the league. So tell me what you think about this Anthony Davis contract that just came down today.
I love Ireland, but he absolutely wouldn't do that. Yes, LZ, or no?
No, he would. He's like Elijah Wan, you know, when it comes to that. He'll spin right to you. You're like going, oh, I thought I had you guarded over here. Nope.
So when I was on Mason in Ireland, we used to play the Seinfeld transition song every time.
yeah. Because it's a non sequitur. Like, well, you know, and he's a labeler. I've told him this. He also labels people. Like, you know, LZ and I are clearly always tardy because we were tardy once or twice. You know what I mean? Like, it's just he's a labeler, and we love him. We do miss. Where is he, by the way, this week? Is he on vacation?
Yeah, he's just on vacation because you know he can, and is the NBA is coming back soon, so he's like, I'm taking a vacation.
He does need to get it in. That's true.
So, like, he's like in a basement, giving it like a different view since no one can go anywhere. Is that what's happening?
Maybe. Well, look, he's got that jacuzzi. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, maybe he's just spending extra time in the jacuzzi. You know. Anthony Davis got a lot of time. He could build a whole, Olympic-sized jacuzzi now with his $190 million contract. 5 years, LZ, 4 years guaranteed in the sense of without an opt-out. It's all guaranteed. But I'm saying 4 years concurrent, better said, and then an option for the fifth year, a player option. It's it has been a great week. If you're the Los Angeles Lakers, obviously it's a great week if you're Anthony Davis and the Davis family, LeBron James and the James family. And it's been a great week for Jeannie Buss, who you mentioned, but I'm going to add one more person. It has been a great couple of weeks for Rob Pelinka, a guy that you and I and a lot of us have all, a couple of years ago now, were critical of because there was some stuff and, you know, moves that were questionable, but none since the last two off seasons. And he has not only nailed it, but I think he had the best offseason of anyone in the sport. So he needs and deserves all the kudos in the world. And you were right from the get-go, even though, our job is to criticize. And we were wrong. And you are really good at this.
You know, it's amazing to see how quickly a narrative can turn, you know, when you win.
Yeah, well, this is very binary. You know what I'm saying? Business.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, as you said, we were all critical of a lot of things, and it was based upon some reporting of behind the scene things, and whether they were true or not, that's for a different moment in time. You know, years from now, what we do know is that any commentary that questioned the decision of him running this team in terms of his roster construction. Because he was inexperienced or people didn't like him and all the other, you know, narratives that were about him, clearly they weren't right.
Right.
Now, clearly.
In the immediacy of it, you know, I think they were fair to question, right? But in the end, he holds the trophy. And you know who writes history? The winners.
Well, I mean, fair, but also short-sighted. You know, it was really because he hadn't done it before. We just assumed that he wouldn't be very good at it.
And that first off-season was a little whack.
I mean, which first off-season?
One
off-season. One
Michael
off-season,
Beasley
got LeBron,
and Lance, and yeah, you know.
Well, I mean, the first off-season was LeBron. The second one was AD in a championship.
No. I mean, it wasn't LeBron, the LeBron part. You're right, 100%. I mean, it was the pieces around him. We all were like, really?
We said really, but they were still fourth place in the Western Conference before LeBron's injury.
Sure.
So it was like, you know, you could say, or someone could say, you know, the first year – things didn't work out, but it didn't work out because the team wasn't winning.
No, it didn't
when
work
everyone
out
was healthy
because
it didn't
life,
work out
life happened
because life happened right. Zoe got hurt, Bron got hurt, and the wheels kind of fell off. Ingram got hurt, right? And the wheels fell off because in the Western Conference you can't afford to be behind three games.
Yeah. You can't sustain that stuff. But the winners write history, and he deserves to take his victory lap. I mean, granted, you know, you can't really go outside right now. I mean, I guess you could get in the car and take a victory lap, but, you know, to wear a mask and stuff and just make sure that, you know, nobody else other than your family's around you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, he's had a great – you know who else has had a great offseason? Mm-hmm. Rich Paul.
Oh, my God. Rich Paul's had a couple of really good off seasons in a row, okay? Let's not get it twisted.
And you know the best part, though?
Yeah.
Is watching the establishment try to find reasons to disqualify either how he works or the results of his work. Mm-hmm. That's when you know you are balling. Mm-hmm. When your haters are falling over themselves trying to not beat you, but disqualify your victories.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, they realize head to head they can't beat you fairly, but if they can find reasons to make your victories look less than victories, then they can come out ahead. We call that sore losers.
Yeah, I would agree. Look, I think Rich Paul is clearly the best guy doing this right now. I've gotten a chance to see what he does for his clients up close. I was part of that pro day that had never been done like that before.
Yeah.
And I got to see it up close. And I was blown away. And I told him that. I said, you know, what you did here was unprecedented, and you deserve a lot of credit. And I said that right to his face 6 feet away as we were both wearing masks. So
very responsible, George. Yeah,
well,
very
hey, look, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. You know what I'm saying? It is COVID. Even though we were all tested, by the way, just to get in there, it was still that safe regardless. Let me ask you this, though, about his two clients on this team, or two of his clients, the two biggest clients on this team, LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And I want to get your answer on the other side. Can you think of two players that fit better this early than AD and LeBron in their time together? Because it felt really quick last year, and it's only going to get better. And I'm going to ask you that. I'm going to ask Greg that. I'm going to ask Laura that. We'll ask the calls audience that at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. And I have one more question for you that I want to pose to you guys and the audience. Over the next 3 years, and I'm saying three because we know LeBron is here for three, at least. Mm-hmm. Over the next 3 years, who has more titles, the Lakers or the field? The entire 29 other teams or the Lakers over the next 3 years? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We'll take those calls in a moment and your guys' thoughts as well.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Sedano and LZ with you here. Don't forget, Santa Key's coming to town and stuffing your stocking with Lakers goodies and collectibles. Keep listening for the sounder of Santa Key coming down your chimney. Once you hear it, be caller 7 to 877-710-ESPN, and you'll have a chance to pick a stocking from the 710 fireplace, the Keyshawn stocking, the Greeny stocking, the Max and Mason and Ireland stocking. They're all available. Myself and LZ, Kaplan and Playoff Sliwa. You can win Laker goodies and collectibles courtesy of your home of the world champion Los Angeles Lakers, 710 ESPN. And speaking of the Lakers, LZ, Kyle Kuzma is going to stop by with us at 5:30, so make sure people are tuning in for that. Mark your calendars, your phones, whatever you need to do, set an alarm. Same with Jared Dudley at 6:15, because it is technically Lakers media day, but it's being done virtually today, and the guys will be joining us on the show a little later. And, of course, Keyshawn will join us in 30 minutes. We'll talk to him in a little bit as well. But LZ, I asked you a question. Mm-hmm. Can you think of two players that fit better quicker than LeBron and AD have on an NBA roster? Because I can't, but I'd be curious to see if you can think of any.
Well, I think given the success of the team, Magic and Kareem, Magic's
that's
first
a good
year.
One. Yeah. Stockton and Malone's probably a good one too, right? Just synergy with it.
I think it took them a little bit longer.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't – did Stockton start as soon as – I don't think he did he?
He started pretty quickly. I'll take a quick look for you, but I know they made the playoffs very quickly.
And then the only other duo in terms of wow factor, like wow factor. They didn't finish it all the way, but, man, their partnership was incredible. And that would be Brady and Moss, which is obviously a different sport.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Randy Moss parachutes in with the New England Patriots and break all these records and go undefeated in the regular season.
Yeah. That's a good one. In the NBA, Kareem and Magic are probably the best. I mean, Michael and Scottie got pretty good.
But
pretty
that
quick.
Took a while.
It was like 2 years, right? Like, or year three is when they won, right?
I think I want to say like at least 2 years.
Yeah, it was 2 years.
I want to say 3 years.
Gasol and Kobe took 2 years, right?
Yeah,
there's not. I mean, Magic and Kareem might be it. Greg, yes, any?
No, I mean Magic and Kareem were the best. I was thinking of Scottie and Michael, but I think Elsie's right.
It was year three.
That's not very fast.
I would feel like it took longer for some reason. Like,
yeah, so do I.
Because I think that the Pistons beat them in the conference finals like 3 years in a row.
I don't think it was.
He joined the Bulls in 1987, Scottie Pippen. So
and they
from
didn't
87
win their first
to 91.
So it was three full seasons, and then the fourth season they won. Yeah.
Right.
There we go. So it took them, it took them some years. But in terms of instantly ending up in a roster together and having a very high level of efficient success in the regular season as well as the playoffs in the NBA, we got Kareem and Magic. If you find any other players,
ooh.
George,
Principal
I really
Pre,
feel,
Principal I, Pre just sent a tweet. Principal Pre here in LA just sent a tweet. And he said, Duncan and the Admiral, they also won in year one.
I thought they won in year two.
No, it was Tim's rookie year.
Wow.
Because that was the strike-shortened year, wasn't it?
I thought his strike-shortened year was the year before. And then...
No, strike-shortened year was 99.
Yeah, they won in the strike-shortened year. So definitely.
They won his rookie year?
Let me check. I'll tell you right now. 1980.
I didn't feel right.
I will tell you right now. No, it was his second year.
There we go. I didn't think it felt right.
Second year.
They were
unbelievable though. Right out of
no,
the
no,
game.
No.
I don't want to make it just about championships. I'm talking about just the fit. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but I mean you compared it to AD and LeBron, so that's championship talk.
I get it. I get it. But then there's only one other pair that you can compare it to.
You got to at least get to. You know, a finals conversation, I think, to be compared to what AD and LeBron were able to do in their first year. Though, there is a part of me, though, George, that feels
Bird and McHale.
Like was it the first year?
I'm almost positive. And then there was, who else?
Well, no, it wasn't the first year because Bird's first year was Magic's first year.
Oh, right. So it had to be the second year.
Yeah. So, it's the point being, obviously, is that what happened with the pairing of LeBron and AD isn't normal.
Yeah.
It might have made sense based upon who they are as players and what they've been able to accomplish apart from each other, but the kind of success that they had wasn't even replicated when LeBron joined up with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade in Miami. They didn't win a championship that first year.
The first year they did not. And it was herky-jerky the first year.
It was herky-jerky, exactly. They had like a losing record. What was it? Like through the first 20
games? They were
9-8
in
the
first 17 games, yeah.
Yeah, so it does not happen as quickly, as smoothly as what we just experienced. And I'm super bullish because this go-round, Rob Pelinka, after we won a championship that really came from, nothing really, nothing that they built on. They just created it as it happened. Mm-hmm. Then they got better.
Yeah.
It's crazy talk.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, and I'll start with Laura since we didn't get into her because she actually told me, she mentioned Powell and Kobe, and I thought that was a good answer. And you should talk about that. You should throw it on the air, Laura. Don't worry. Don't say it in my ear. Feel free to talk on the air.
Don't have her tell you everything in your ear because some of the stuff she tell me in my ear, I don't want her.
Yeah, some it's not air. Cool.
Lakers are the field over the next 3 years. Who has more championships? 29 other teams or the Lakers?
Lakers.
You know, it's not crazy. I got to be honest with you.
It's not crazy.
It's not crazy. Greg?
I mean, you know where I'm going here. It's definitely the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, definitely seems aggressive.
Now, look,
you can eliminate a lot of teams, right? Because there's not 29 other contenders, LZ, as you would agree.
Right.
But, there, you know, like, there are other great teams, and you can't count for – you have to understand eventually injuries creep in even to great teams, right? Like sometimes you can't account for that. So, but in this scenario, historically, you probably should account for injuries at least in one of the years. Like it's just a natural occurrence on most teams.
I mean, listen, if you're not counting the possibility of injuries, the only team that – would give me pause over the next three seasons, in the Western Conference anyway,
the Clippers.
Would be to see what happens with a healthy Clay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Warriors. Okay.
Right. A healthy Clay. Let's see if he's healthy and he's the Clay that we all know and love with a healthy Steph and with Bob Myers' genius brain. I want to wait and see what he does.
Okay.
You know, because Giannis can end up there too.
Right.
So we got to wait for that.
Yeah.
And then there's also, obviously, you said it just now, the Clippers, if, you know, the three guys that they have who can all opt out all come back.
I would take the Lakers in that scenario. Like, I
so would
can,
I.
They can
so
win.
So would
it,
I.
Which means all I'm saying is in the next three, can they win two? And I think that's very possible. However, I'm with you on Clippers. Warriors, it would be interesting. I'm curious to see how Klay comes back now with two busted legs, you know? And I love Michael and I love Klay, but that's a lot to ask. And then I want to see what Brooklyn looks like, right, over the next 3 years, if KD and Kyrie can make that work, right? Because they're a very star-laden team. And what does Boston look like, right? And where's Giannis? Is he in Milwaukee? Is he in Golden State? Is he in Miami? You know what I'm saying? Is he in Dallas, right? Like, where is he? You know, like, I think that plays a role. But I would favor the Lakers in that scenario. Let's go to the phones. Ed,
wait, shouldn't we wait? I'll you can go to the phone in a second. Just shouldn't we wait on the Clippers, by the way? Let's see what they actually look like this year, because if it doesn't work, they're blowing up. That's not going to last.
Right, but it doesn't mean that they blow up and lose Kawhi. They can blow up and
you
just
don't
bring
know
in
that. He could
different.
Leave. He's done after
course,
this year.
Of course, Greg. But I'm saying, like, we're talking about the only teams that currently could compete with them in the West. I mean, the Warriors aren't competing with them this year. Klay's not there.
Right.
So, like, LZ's talking about over a span of 3 years, and that's the assumption that, you know, the core of those teams are intact.
All right.
Ed is at Burbank.
Hey, guys. George, to your point, you were saying it took Kobe and Gasol 2 years to win a chip. Technically, it took Gasol came in the trade deadline in February.
That's fair.
Two months later.
That's
two
fair.
Months later.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're clicking, like, Stockton Malone for 10 years, like no look passes, finishing fast breaks. Kobe even said they took Spanish together with
they
his
did.
Italian background.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then went to the finals and only lost to the big three in Boston, who had a whole year together to mesh. And then, by the way, championship and championship after that. So I think that's pretty
No, that's great. A good one. It's a good one. It's not Magic and Kareem. It's not AD and LeBron quick, but it is fairly quick. Like, there's no question about it.
Yep.
All right, Ed. Thank you, buddy. Happy holidays.
Thanks, brother.
Let me go to Victor in Rosemead. Victor, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. All good.
Thanks for the call. Hey, so I just want to touch on the second question you asked about Lakers winning a chip over the rest of the league. And my reasoning, I mean, I got to go with the Lakers for a few reasons. Number one, the on-court dominance between LeBron and AD alone. Number two, the culture, you know, the Lakers culture that has changed over the past 2 years, like, that's going to attract free agents, you know, no matter what. And lastly, I just want to say, you know, winning back-to-backs and three-peats is in our DNA. So I got to go with the Lakers.
Yeah, I think – and thank you for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. Victor in Rosemead drops off. We'll take more calls on the other side at 877-710-ESPN if you'd like. I think the Lakers have dynasty written all over them if they're healthy. Like, I think they can three-peat. you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that is absolutely – potentially, that doesn't make sense. That is potentially in their future if they remain healthy. I mean, nothing is absolute, but I think it is. There is a real potential for a three-peat here, for sure. Coming up next, we know, LZ, that LA is the most successful sports city going right now. But where would you rank the individual athletes against each other? You and I are going to tackle that with Greg and Laura on the other side. We'll take more calls as well. Don't forget, Key at 5, Keyshawn joining us at 5, Kyle Kuzma at 5:30, Jared Dudley at 6:15, and Santa Key at some point during the show. So stick around. We're back in 2.5 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sedano Del Z with you here on 710 ESPN. Keyshawn joining us at 5. Kyle Kuzma at 5:30. Jared Dudley at 6:15. I love Jared Dudley. LZ, I know you love Jared Dudley.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait to talk to Jared Dudley because the dude is just, his energy is infectious. So I hope anyone that has never heard him before gets to hear him today at 6:15. He's awesome. So let me ask you this. People have chimed in with their pairings. We asked, have you seen a pairing kind of gel as quickly as LeBron and AD? Is there anything that's comparable? You mentioned Magic Kareem, which was good. Obviously, that's probably the best comparison. How about Steph and KD, as Paolo tweets us?
That was tough for me for a couple of reasons. Number one, obviously we know what the Warriors were before KD showed up. Mm-hmm. So if you want a chip before KD and then you won 73 games before KD, having KD, yeah, it was quick, but I don't think it's the same thing as what the Lakers just did, which is basically shape an entirely new team.
It's not, but we're simply just talking about the chemistry between the two.
They definitely had.
And they won.
And they won. Mm-hmm. I would say they're in that conversation, but I wouldn't think their pairing's better than what we just saw with
I would agree. But I do think that they deserve to be in the conversation. And then there was another one that somebody said.
That just
me.
Feels like cheating, though.
Don't do that to those dudes, man. Like, we had enough of that stuff.
KD got a burner account
because of you saying stuff like that.
No. I'm not talking about KD going to Golden State. I caped for him for that. I was like, man, do you. No, cheating in terms of comparing what the Lakers accomplished to what the Warriors were before KD arrived. That's what I mean.
All right. Listen, I got a tweet from DK Trey 53 all of a sudden here. You get it? That's the opposite of KD's Twitter handle.
Gotcha.
So is that. Oh, here's one from Starfish Akavi. Clyde and Hakeem, they won their first year. Now, in the regular season, it wasn't
Rockets
great.
The Rockets just won a chip the year before.
But they were the sixth seed. They won as a sixth seed the second year with Clyde and Hakeem. So you can maybe ding them for that, too. So there's a little – but they won as the sixth seed, which has got to be hard. No home court advantage in any round, you know?
No, true. It's just that the Rockets had won the year before. So it's like
– sure.
They defended a championship. Mm-hmm. The Lakers came from the lottery.
Yeah. That's fair. Okay, so LZ, I told you LA is the sports capital of the world right now, and I wanted to rank their athletes, okay? I want to rank their athletes right now. Let's do this together. Ready? Okay. And Laura and Greg, feel free to chime in here too.
Now, wait. What are the qualifications? Is it strictly
pro right now?
No, strictly pro, but also strictly on-field accomplishments and what they are as an athlete.
Just strictly based on being an athlete.
Okay. All righty. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
All righty.
Number one, I'm going with LeBron James.
Okay. Do that mean I get number two?
No, you can vote for your number one.
I get my own number one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then give me Aaron Donald.
You think Aaron Donald is better than LeBron?
Well, I thought you took LeBron. I thought it was a snake draft.
No, we can each. No, it's not a snake draft. We can each have our 10. I just
start,
am curious
wait,
to start see
the
how,
music. Start
how
the music over again. Start the music over. All righty. Hey, George.
Hey, LC. So, we are each giving our top 10, is what I'm saying. And I think LeBron is number one. I think you would agree. Do you agree?
LeBron.
Okay.
There
number
we go.
Two. Number two. Who is number two for you?
Aaron Donald.
I also have Aaron Donald as number two. So that's
alrighty.
Good. Number three. Who are you going with?
I'm going. I'm going to go with. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with Jalen Ramsey.
Really? Jalen Ramsey number three?
As an
athlete?
Wow.
I'm going to go Mookie Betts as my number three.
Man, Jalen, whoop Mookie's ass. He's so big and strong and fast.
Man, Mookie won the World Series.
He will whoop his ass.
I mean, that's in a fight, but they ain't fighting against each other.
In a fight, in a bench press, in a...
Yeah, but they're not competing against each other physically. You know
said best athlete.
Right, but yeah, but Mookie Betts won a World Series is what I'm saying, you know? It doesn't
you
have to be physical.
Best athlete. You said best athlete. Right. Put up a pole.
It's not physical. It doesn't have to be physical. All right, anyway. All right,
fine.
So let's just rate the top three right now. Okay. So I have LeBron, AD, Aaron Donald, who's also AD. And I have Mookie three, and you have Jalen Ramsey three. Greg, where are you on our list so far?
I agree with all of it. I have Mookie as my three. I'm sorry.
So Mookie, you don't agree with all of it because you just said you have Mookie
I'm
number three.
I'm very confused.
No, I agree with George's. LeBron, Aaron Donald, Mookie Betts.
Okay.
That is where I am.
Laura.
Sorry, LZ. I agree with George so far. And
say
I'm not a big
LeBron. Say it to Jalen's face. Say it to Jalen's face.
We're not fighting him.
Yo, I'm not fighting Jalen Ramsey.
I had Joe Bosa fourth. I was going straight baller.
No. It doesn't have to be that. So number four, you have Joey Bosa, really, or no?
Well, I thought we were fighting.
No, we're not. I just told you, we're not fighting.
Now I need a whole new list now.
Okay, start again.
My whole list is based on...
No. Yes.
If we about to fight,
no.
Who are my boys with me in this fight?
We're not fighting.
Aggressive today, LZ.
I mean, for the love.
When you said best athlete, I'm like going, okay, who can I roll with if some stuff go down? If some aliens came down here and said, we going to take over the earth unless your 10 best athletes can whoop our ass, I want Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey.
Okay. It's a talent list and accomplishment list and all that. So I got LeBron.
Start the music over again.
Aaron Donald. Okay. So I have LeBron, Aaron Donald, and Mookie. Okay. Who are your top three? Go.
All righty. I got LeBron, Aaron Donald, and Mookie.
Okay. Great. Who is your fourth?
This is strictly based upon accomplishments, right?
No, just like how good a player they are. Right. Accomplishments. It's all of that. It doesn't have to be a fight.
Kershaw. Okay. Kershaw.
Okay. I have Kawhi. Okay. I have Kawhi. So we differ now. Now we differ at four. Who do you have at five?
I have Kawhi.
I have Anthony Davis. Okay. I have Anthony Davis. Who do you have at six?
I have Anthony Davis.
Okay. I have Walker Buehler.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Walker can fight. I think he can fight.
He doesn't have to fight.
Just in case, George. Just in case.
Good Lord. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, dog.
Okay. So I get it. Number seven.
Joey Bosa.
Okay, you have Joey Bosa. I'm going to go Jalen Ramsey there, okay? You have number eight. Who do you have?
All right, okay. Now I'm going Jalen Ramsey because Joey's accomplished more in his career.
Okay.
Now that we're using those metrics. I didn't know we were using those metrics.
I'm going to go.
I was using hood metrics.
I'm going to go with Cody Bellinger.
Man,
who do you have next?
Skinny man, he's gonna get his ass kicked.
It's he's not so a skinny. Fight.
I'm just saying. I know it's not a fight, but just in case. Just in case.
Okay. 9 and 10. Right. Who's your nine?
Number nine. Man, let me think. Oh man. I'm gonna go with Justin Herbert.
Okay, you're gonna go with Herbert. I'm going to go with Corey Seager.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You may
and then
who
do you got at 10?
You're going to hear Corey Seager from me.
Okay. I got Justin Herbert at 10. So our list isn't that far apart. It's just in different order. I have Walker Buehler. You didn't have Walker Buehler at all.
No. Who did I have on that you didn't have on? Was it Joey Bosa?
Yeah, Bosa. I don't have Bosa on.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's our 10. So whose 10 do you like? Actually, you know what? Save it for the other side. We'll do it in What You Need to Know, including if you're a movie buff. There is something you need to know in What You Need to Know. Keyshawn joins us at 5, Kyle Kuzma at 5:30, Jared Dudley, who we love, one of our faves, at 6:15. And Keyshawn's kind of one of our faves, too. And so's Kuz, but not as much as Jared. Well, maybe Keyshawn is. So we got all those guys coming up, plus Santa Key. Stick around. We're back in 2.5 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe, good times. So people are tweeting and saying we should Mike Trout, but the peanut gallery here, which is Greg and Laura, said what about Mike Trout?
He's not LA.
He's in Anaheim. That's not LA.
I understand, but technically they are LA Angels, so they are right.
No, you said in LA. You didn't say nothing about no suburbs.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know their geographic landscape if they think they're from L.A.
I mean, technically, the team is an L.A. team. You have to give them that.
Nope.
Okay? You do. You have to give them that.
Refuse.
So yeah. I have redone my list. And I also
are the Dubs L.A.?
And, and we neglected one other – we neglected another sport, too, soccer. So here's my new list. Okay. LeBron 1, Aaron Donald 2, Mookie 3, Kawhi 4, AD 5, Mike Trout 6, Carlos Vela, 7, Jalen Ramsey, 8, Cody Bellinger, 9, Corey Seager, 10. That's my new list. LZ, do you have a new list?
No. I like my ballers.
Okay, who did you have? Go ahead.
I don't know. Wasn't somebody writing it down?
No, you should have been writing it down.
Greg, did you write it down?
No, I didn't write yours down. I mean, no.
Just do your fighting list again because it doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, if I'm doing my fighting list.
No, don't do your fighting list.
All right, so I'm going to go with LeBron James.
Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald. Mm-hmm. Who was three?
Mookie.
Mookie was three. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then I said Joey Bosa was four? That's kind of high.
Yeah, you had Joey Bosa very high. Because well, I mean, you thought it was athlete. A list to fight with me.
Well, I mean, because I want to make sure that the aliens come, my team can whoop some ass.
Yeah.
Let me think.
Yeah.
Was it Joey Bosa 4? No, AD was 4. Joey Bosa was 5. Jalen Ramsey 6.
Right.
Clayton Kershaw. No, Clayton Kershaw was 4. You push everything down. Yeah, Clayton Kershaw was 4.
Right. Somebody writing this down this time?
Greg, are you writing this down?
Greg?
No, I can do it now, though.
LeBron.
For the love of God.
I got it.
For the love of God. Okay. Keyshawn is joining us in 30 seconds. Can we make this happen already?
All right. LeBron James, Aaron Donald, Mookie Betts, Clayton Kershaw, Joey Bosa, Jalen Ramsey.
Where's AD?
Oh, yeah. Put Anthony Davis up high.
I mean, for the love of God, man.
It was four.
Are you AD above Kershaw or not?
AD was five.
God.
Kershaw was 4.
I don't even have Kershaw on my list.
How do you not have a Kershaw on your list?
Nah,
he's a World Series champion.
He ain't better than the rest of those dudes. Go ahead.
Oh, now you want to talk about the fights. When I wanted to talk about fights, you're like, oh.
All right, go ahead. Finish up, please.
What was 9? We switched our 9 and 10s. Our 9 and 10s were the same.
You had Herbert and
okay,
and
so
and
Herbert
Seager.
And Seager. There we go. Yeah.
All right. There we go. You got it, Greg?
I do. I got it now.
I mean, for the love. We're going to have Greg tell it to Key when he comes on because you don't remember your own damn list.
I do not.
Yes. All right. So we'll get to Key in a second. He's going to join us here in a second again. So here's one thing I wanted to tell you. If you are Ben Lyons has texted in. How is Candace Parker not on your list? I love Candace Parker. Candace Parker is great. She is arguably the greatest basketball player not named Cheryl Miller, right? And Cynthia Cooper to come out of the L.A. area or play in the L.A. area.
Yeah, I could play for L.A. Yeah.
Come out or play for, right?
I mean, you got all the SC.
Tina Thompson actually also came out of. Yeah. I mean, there would be a lot more other people there. But we're talking about current, and she is current. But I don't know if she's as important to her roster, as great as she is for the Sparks, as any of the people that we laid out here.
All right. I mean, didn't Ogumike win the last MVP?
Right. NECA, yeah. So she's not even, the best player on her team at the moment. So, all right. So real quick, LZ, we are both movie buffs. Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers has decided to put all its 2021 movie releases on HBO Max. Now, look, they've been looking for ways to promote HBO Max. They've gotten some good publicity out of it. They've gotten some bad publicity out of it. Remember, Dave Chappelle was like, why are you guys putting the Chappelle show on there? Nobody's paying me for it. And then Netflix was also doing that. And Netflix, because they have a relationship with him, pulled their Chappelle show stuff. But there's a lot of movies on there. A lot of movies on that list.
Yep.
Including Space Jam with LeBron. Do you think that's a sound business move for HBO Max?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we're at the age now where we have home audio equipment that is on par in terms of quality and picture as anything you can go to any theater for. And in the age that we're in right now, with people being as cautious with how many times they go out, I think it's a fantastic business model. My only concern is what happens to the infrastructures. In other words, the buildings and all the jobs of those theaters that are no longer going to be needed, you know, that's going to be just more people that are going to be put out of work. But technology does that, creates opportunities and takes others away. I think this is where we're going. And I'm glad to see someone step up and finally said enough of this antiquated method of releasing film.
Yeah, you know, get it to people's homes, charge them for it, whatever you got to do. But to your point, it's not going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be tough, but it is what it is. Starfish and Coffee tweets, what about Venus and Serena? They're not playing for professional teams here in Los Angeles. So that's
And they also are, I mean, their careers are dominated by their singles, not their doubles.
Right.
Even though they have been successful as doubles players, the bulk of their success has been singles.
Correct. Correct. All right. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. Where's Key? Because we don't have a lot of time today. Is he there? Okay. In the interim, Ben Lyons is still arguing with me, and my mouse, I am so mad at Apple still. This damn mouse works when it wants to and when it doesn't, and doesn't work when it doesn't want to. Like, I've charged it. It is fully charged. Bluetooth mouse, man. Technology. It's great, and it's also the bane of my existence at the same time.
I don't do Bluetooth with my mouse, my keyboard, or my printer.
I'm telling you, man, I never had an issue with this before, and it's like now I do. I don't understand it.
I'd rather deal with the wires and know that it's connected as opposed to having a disconnection and trying to figure out what went wrong.
Right. Well, now I finally got it to work. Ben Lyons is making the case for Candace Parker. She was MVP candidate in the Wubble, first team WNBA. Look, man, she didn't make the list. Make your own damn list. I love Candace Parker, but you make your list, Ben Lyons.
I mean, if that's the case, then I want Magic on my list because I can talk about what he used to be.
Right.
That's not a slam.
It's not. We love her. She's great. But she didn't make this list. It's okay. Right. We good.
I mean, Kershaw didn't make George's list.
He didn't. Clay Kershaw didn't make
Clayton
my list.
Clay Kershaw.
All right?
For heaven's exactly. sake. Mike and Trout didn't make my list, which in large part because he doesn't live in L.A.
Which is really weird because I defended Kershaw a ton. During these last few years, and I didn't put him on my list, but it's because of that. It's just the reality is, you know, I think the other guys are better or more important. You know, you actually had a great phrase for Kershaw. Remember when we were talking about Kershaw and his importance to the team, that we weren't trying to diminish it, but you actually phrased it perfectly. Do you remember what you said?
I couldn't remember the list for my athletes.
That's true. So how the hell are you going to remember something you said months ago? You said he's not the key. He is a key.
Oh, yes. That sounds like me.
Yeah.
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
Speaking of a key, have you heard from our key?
No, we have not heard from our key, but that's fine. If he shows up, he shows up. I've texted Chris to see if he can locate him too, and, you know, we're good.
Should we trash him now or should we no, or not?
I mean, look, he's got one more segment before we got to have Kuz at 5:30, but we ain't bumping Kuz. Like, that's the reality of this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
We love Key, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
The NBA, LZ, we were talking a lot about the Lakers and their success, and we were talking about the dynasty probably on the horizon here, and I think that there is a dynasty on the horizon as long as they stay healthy. What, other than health, is there anything else you see that could be an impediment to the Lakers' success?
All the new pieces not fitting together the way that they look like they will on paper. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't assume that because they upgraded in terms of individual talent, that the upgrade automatically means it's going to transpire on the court in terms of play. Mm-hmm. Now, with the LeBron James team, it's a pretty pretty good assumption that he's going to actually be able to get them to gel together quickly. But we can't naturally assume that because, as we said earlier in the show, there were hiccups to him and Wade, and they're two of the greatest players, you know, to ever play.
Let me ask Key this. Speaking of keys, we found Key.
We did.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin each and every weekday morning, 5 to 9 right here on this very station. Key, a couple of questions we've been talking about today. Number one, before that, how was your Thanksgiving? How was Chef Boyardee's Thanksgiving?
It was good, man. Everything worked out the way that it needed to. I ran it back Friday. I couldn't run it back no more than that.
Right.
You know, I didn't eat pumpkin pie. I didn't have walnuts and almonds and cashews in my greens.
That's too bad.
And I didn't eat homemade cranberry sauce, ocean spray out of the can. So there you go.
Okay, see, cool.
He's mocking me, George, is what you don't realize.
I did not know that. Why is he mocking
me? I sent them video of me making cranberry sauce from scratch, to which he replied, ew.
Is that why you tweeted out
anybody's names or anything? A big dog will bark. That's all I can say.
So is that why you tweeted out that picture of the can of cranberry?
Because that's the good stuff.
Is it, though? Is it, though, Key? Really?
It is the good stuff. Put up a poll, George. Put up a poll.
I will. Maybe I will. You know what? Speaking of food, we had a food debate. And LZ and I have agreed that our Caucasian spouses love mint and mint chocolate. And I said that it is not unilateral, right? It is not, you know, nothing is absolute, but it feels like that is a more of a cultural thing because the Latino person and the black person did not love mint chocolate. How does your household split on mint and mint chocolate?
I don't believe that we've ever had any mint chocolate in our household.
Okay. Well, then there
that
you
makes
go.
Sense.
So she's on our team, which is what we like. All right, great. So, Keith, have you ever seen or can you think of two players on a team, it could be any sport, that gelled as quickly and had some success or the type of success that LeBron and AD had?
In basketball?
It could be any sport.
I mean, quarterbacks gel with rookie receivers all the time and rookie tight ends, but let's stick to basketball. I don't know that I've ever seen them gel as fast, but realistically, it took them a month to really start to cook. And I think that would be the case with any new teammates, right? A month, 4 weeks, five weeks before you really get in a rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went with Magic and Kareem. Magic's
yeah, that was a good
year.
One. Yeah.
I wasn't born enough to understand that. I mean, I wasn't
born enough. You weren't born enough. Were you half born?
Born enough.
You weren't born enough.
What the hell does that even mean?
About?
I didn't mean enough. I meant early enough. Early enough to really understand what gelling and all that stuff meant. But, you know, you being such a professional and an educator, I'm sure at 6 years old, you was understanding every single thing that was going on in the professional sports gelling world.
I understood about pick and roll. I understood about feet in the post.
I'm sure. Every bit, all 6'2", 220 of you.
10, but, you know, I'll take the extra 10 if you want to put it on me. Talk to me about my Rams, Key, because
Jared Goff.
Yeah.
A guy that I thought was could potentially be playing. Well, look, man, it's so weird because he was playing good except, like, the first half of the Buffalo game, Miami game, and this past San Francisco game. I mean, he's been playing good football. He's not a bad – he's a top 10 quarterback.
Top
10. But he's got the howdy-doody look. He's a slim Jim. People just
wait. You said a top 10 quarterback.
Absolutely.
I don't believe he has a stat anywhere that puts him in the top 10, except maybe interceptions thrown.
Don't look at the statistical game, no LZ. Don't go analytical on me. I'm talking about with your eyes. there's not 9 better quarterbacks, and if there is, name them.
Okay, so I'm looking at the top 10, let's say yards, you know, yards per game, right? Number one, Patrick Mahomes.
Stay away from the statistics.
Tom, is he better than
Tom
Brady?
I can find guys with better numbers. Based
I'm just
on
asking. I'm, numbers I'm just asking mean the 10.
If you're losing, you're throwing.
Well, I'm asking. All right.
Just with your eyes, is there not? Okay, here, I'll do it this way. You're going to do it my way now. Now
okay,
I'm just
okay.
going to act like your mama. You go. Okay, you don't want to do it. I tried to let you do it your way. You're hard hit. You're going to do it my way.
Come on, Auntie Kayshawn. Tell me what's
going on. Quarterback other than Russell Wilson than him in his own division?
In his own division. Huh. Is he better than Justin? Not Justin. Or is he better than Little Bit? I'm going to say he is better than Little Bit right now. Yeah.
You say he's better than Kyler Murray?
Yeah. Right.
Ooh, I don't think so.
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
I would say he is right now.
I don't think so.
Absolutely better than Kyler Murray. Mm. Absolutely.
Mm. Kyler Murray is regressing. I will give you that.
Again on Sunday. Absolutely. And he's better than San Francisco's quarterback. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Nick Mullins is a backup.
Let's move to other than Patrick Mahomes. Is he better than Denver's quarterback?
Do they have one?
Is he better than
nine of them were sick.
Huh?
Said, do they have one? All 9 of them had the COVID.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
He's better than everybody except Patrick Mahomes.
Yep,
I'll give you that. He's about on par with David Carr.
Yeah,
or Derek,
yeah.
Or whatever.
I'll say that's a draw. That's a split.
Okay, that's a draw. Is he better than the quarterbacks in the NFC East?
Is he better than Danny Dimes? Yes. Is he better than Alex Smith?
Is he better than?
Is he better than Dak?
In the AFC East.
Is he better than?
I don't
Josh
think he's better
Allen.
Than Josh Allen.
No.
See, I disagree. I'd say that's pretty much about the same. About the same.
So you would say it's a draw?
I would. It could be. It could be. But I think he's better. But it could be. You can make it a draw. Is he? Okay. So he's not better than the 3 guys in the South. He's not better than Matt Ryan and me. He's not better than Tom Brady. He's not better than Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. He's better than Teddy Bridgewater. Okay. Mm-hmm. What division am I missing? Is he better than? He's not better than Aaron Rodgers, but he's better than everybody in that division.
Okay. So let me ask you this, like one-on-one questions. All right. He's not better than Aaron. He's not better than Mahomes. He's not better than Russ. He's not better than Deshaun Watson.
Not better than Deshaun, but better than Tannehill to me. Not better than Big Ben.
Ooh, I think Tannehill's been better than him the last season and a half.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. But when you start breaking it down, it ain't that many quarterbacks as you can see.
Right. No, 10 is not crazy. 10 is not crazy.
It's a little crazy.
Nah.
It's a little crazy because there's something about the eyeball test that tells you that the Rams, if they don't win, will be because of something he did. There's something about the eyeball test that tells me if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's because they got to him. And that's a feeling that doesn't make me feel as if he's a top 10 quarterback.
They got to win the Super Bowl. You don't need a top 10 quarterback to win the Super Bowl now.
No, you don't. But it certainly would help. And they've now but you also have moved to the point now where their coach, who famously used to take all the bullets on behalf of his players, no matter what happened, has now stepped up and said, Jared's got to be better. So that you've taught me one thing, Key, is the progression. And that was clearly a step towards that direction, was it not?
Well, they're tired. He's getting tired of him tricking games off in squandering opportunities, and he has a decent team that can compete. And because the quarterback isn't getting it, it could fall flat on his face, and he doesn't want that. Doesn't
so
mean he doesn't
like
him.
Doesn't mean he doesn't
He's
like
trying
him.
Trying a different way to put pressure on him.
But you know, when the conversation goes from "I got to be better" to "You got to be better," that's an indication of something.
Yeah, you know what I would do, Keith? This is what I said. If I were Les Snead, if he's still just like up and down and kind of shaky, I would call the Jets And I'd say I'll give you a conditional fourth-round pick based on playing time for Sam Darnold. You're going to draft Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields anyway. So a fifth or a fourth or a fifth-round pick for Sam Darnold. Put him in your system for a year. And then after next year, your cap hit is only $15 million if you want to get rid of Goff.
You're not getting a fourth-round pick for Sam Darnold, man.
You don't think the Jets will give him up for a fourth?
Fourth-round pick.
You think the Jets want more?
Fourth-round pick. They're not throwing him away.
I don't think anyone's giving them more than a fourth or a third. You think that – really?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll give him more. They'll give him
He's got the worst QBR in the league right now.
It's not Sam's fault.
It's not. I agree with you, which is why I would want him here to at least take a chance.
Yeah, but I'd rather hold on to him. I'd rather hold on to him. If I'm drafting Trevor Lawrence, I'll just hold on to him. I'll hold on to him. Forget it.
Really? You'd rather have him just sit there? Okay.
Huh?
You'd rather just have him sit there and then get better value?
I'd rather have him be my number two if that's what I believe. But I don't believe the Jets are going to part ways with him, but that's just me.
Okay.
I'm not getting caught up in the Trevor Lawrence, he's a family man mess.
Whoa! Wait a second.
Wow.
Where did that come from, T?
Hold on. Where did that come from, dog?
Well, it came from Greg McElroy. Greg McElroy was on our show a couple weeks ago. And he gave me every reason why you draft Trevor Lawrence.
Did he tell you
he's a great
his mom
guy.
Was a good
he's
interior a designer?
And I'm like, you know me, at that point, though, LZ, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, man, hold on. What the hell him being a family man has to do with playing football, man? I wasn't a family man as a college kid. I think I turned out pretty damn good.
They'll sell it, brother. They'll sell it if you let them.
But that's one thing they're not going to do to me is sell me. You know that. That's what you're not going to do. You ain't getting ready to pull it over my eyes.
George, we're talking about the moment. I don't think you were on the show. Maybe you were on the show when we had Shefty on. And he was smiling all the
time. Oh, no, yeah, I was. Sean McVay. He had Sean McVay on his podcast, Adam Schefter, and he talked about why he thought Sean McVay was going to be a great coach. And he referenced, you know, which everyone did at the time, obviously, which is, you know, his grandfather was an executive with the Niners, blah, blah, blah. His dad worked in football. And then he mentioned his mom was an interior designer. Yes.
But that's valid, though. His grandfather,
that's valid. His mom being an interior designer.
That's valid. Yeah. That makes you a good coach.
Yeah. But well, that's what Adam. That's what
his mother's an interior designer, therefore he's gonna be a good coach.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how that goes together.
We all laughed, except LZ asked him the follow up, which made Adam mad. I remember that too. Yeah.
You know, just wanted to get the answers, man.
that was kind of the Greg McElroy. So every time, you know, it comes up, I always make sure to let him know. He's a family guy.
Yeah.
We should draft him first round.
Yeah.
Last one out the building, George.
Key, are the wheels falling off the Raiders?
It sure feels that way, right? They just said last year they got off to a good start and then they lost like six of the last seven or something weird like that. It certainly feels that way.
Yeah, it's I mean, I'm pulling for them. Because in order to fall out of the playoffs, they got to get on a real losing streak. Like, they need to, lose two more games in a row? And at that point, now all of a sudden, now you're talking about Carr's future. And I would really hate to see that, you know, because as much as I like to clown Gruden from time to time, it's a good thing when the Raiders are winning for the NFL. It's a good thing. It gives a nice target to sort of market. It's something for fans to talk about. So I would hate for them to regress again.
Funny how they went to Atlanta and got run out the building.
Run out?
I mean, destroyed. It wasn't even competitive. Like, how does that happen?
I don't know what happened.
Man,
I don't know what happened.
Crazy. But it's crazy.
Hopefully they'll get back on track and continue to make push toward the playoffs. And, you know, that's one team that I think if they got in the playoffs and they saw Kansas City, it could make it tough on Kansas City to repeat a Super Bowl champs.
So, Key, let me. We're gonna have Kuz on here in a few minutes. So,
what?
Let me ask.
Finally,
we're gonna have. Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. We're gonna ask him about Twitter and why he got off Twitter. You know, I'm gonna ask him in his Puma commercial why he yelled "and one" when he's in a gym by himself. LZ says he does that. Have you ever yelled "and one" when you're just shooting by yourself?
I probably have.
Yeah. I have never seen that before, so I want to ask you about that. The internet wants to have, know.
Just when I know when I've worked out on the practice field, you know, because I typically, when I played professional football, I worked out by myself. I didn't train with other guys. I didn't do the whole, yo, I'm coming to Arizona, we're going to work out for 2 weeks, I'm going to stay at a hotel. I didn't do that. You know, I trained by myself, and I would at times simulate, you know, individuals on me, and I may, you know, say, watch out, I'm going inside. You know, just different, I don't know, little stuff that I probably would do in a game.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm with you.
Yeah. I'd never seen it, and I never heard it. And I've been around a lot of athletes shooting around over the years. And but look, if that's the case with him, so be it. Like, I just want to know, like, what went into that. Like, you know, if that – I just want him to explain it. And perhaps he explains it like you. So, Key, before we let you go, one more question for you on the Lakers, okay? If LeBron is signed for 3 more years, obviously AD is 5. So, they're going to be together for at least 3 more years. If I told you you had to pick the Lakers or the field over the next 3 years and who wins more championships, who are you taking?
I'm probably going to take the Lakers because I think the Lakers got 2 of the next 3 in them.
Yeah, I agree. I think so, too. Yep. I think as long as they're healthy, right?
Yeah, well, our health is factors in for everybody, right?
Sure.
I mean, I do. I like the additions that Rob Pelinka made and some of the things that he did. And you never know how these things work out again next year. I don't know what type of money they'll have, but there'll be some nice free agents that'll be bouncing around the L.A. area after this season, and they may want to finally join a champion.
Okay, fair enough. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, each and every morning, 5 to 9 on this station. Key joins us every Thursday at 5 o'clock. Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, all right, sir.
All right, be good. Kyle Kuzma is going to join us, as you heard, in just a few moments, so stick around for that. And Jared Dudley at 6:15. If you missed any part of the show, you should always subscribe to the Sedano and LZ podcast. Kuz joins us in 4 minutes or so.